How's everyone doing?
Bless me, I'm great. I'm actually tapped. Good mood today.
Me too. The weather's been nice. Outside is open. It's been lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Good
life.
Week. Good week. Yeah. Okay, Soul's in the building. What's good with you? You're eating. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I've got something you can wash it down with.
Ooh.
Yeah, see that segue? Perfect. Okay, cool. So in front of us, we've got some delicious. I haven't actually tasted it yet, but I'm just looking at it. Just delicious. Yeah, cocktails courtesy of Dream Cocktails UK.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Big up them. Whoop. I believe they're based out in Manchester, but obviously they deliver anywhere.
That
obviously,
we're
in London, and it took less than a week for the package to get delivered.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, they have a variety of flavors. They've given us Jamaican rum punch, Green Goblin, and
out of the blue,
but they also have Porn Star Martini, Sunset Gin, and Midnight Zombie. Some filler shit.
Trying to kill somebody.
Great, yeah. But yeah. 500. What size is this? A 500 millimeter bottle?
I think so. Yeah.
Goes for £8 or a liter is £15, and obviously they do give hampers and all that stuff.
Ooh, like you can give as a gift and all that kind of thing. I'm feeling you guys.
But obviously outside is open, so it is cocktail season. So you know we're gonna give these a little taste, yeah. And then
like you got presented, here's what I made earlier.
Yeah, here's what I made earlier. Yeah, I used to watch a lot of child TV. So yeah, we'll have a taste of each. We'll have a shot from each, yeah, and then we can decide which flavor we wanna take for ourselves. Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to?
Let's all do the same flavor
at the same time. See, if I said that, you lot would call me Niki.
You are Niki, though. Facts is facts.
Okay, so this is out of the blue. Mm. Oh man.
Oh man. Mm. Oh raw.
Like bubblegum.
Yeah.
Buying.
It reminds me of like the ice poles from back in the day. Nice.
That is definitely like an ice pole flavour.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Literally. Okay, this one, yeah. I know it's gonna be sour.
It's like a I see you get the biggest one. I see.
Yeah, I know.
I see.
It's because I accidentally pulled the biggest one, so. Okay. Oh my gosh, it's not even as sour as I was anticipating. No, that bangs.
You bust it as well when you froze it, because when it's frozen, it's so bang as well.
You have to freeze. Mm. You have to freeze cocktails, man. These things are best frozen.
That is banging. Right, come on.
Jamaican rum punch. Oh, that was good. I know this one's gonna bang though, because Jamaican rum punch is
exotic. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Oh, strong. Think about them Jamaicans. They do know how to make a good punch.
Yes, indeed, we do.
All right, cool. Which one do you want?
No, I'm thinking the blue team.
Okay, I want the green one.
Just like that. Thank you, Dream.
Thank you, Dream Cocktails, for this delicious gift. Perfect on a summer's eve. On a spring's eve. Okay, cool. But yeah, all right, cool. So what's the time now? Time now for music. Y'all been listening to some tracks and shit?
All day, every day, babe.
Yeah?
I've been working on music this week. Best off.
Have you been working on music?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like... few of us doing some good stuff, but you know, Gabe's gonna be changed soon. Incoming.
That's right.
Let's see it.
Gosh, you know
what nice. I mean?
This is good.
Wow. Just on the show.
Sorry. Sorry.
Anyway, big up Jews Cocktails UK.
Yeah, real talks.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, have you been doing music? Have you got music?
Doing music. Been listening to music.
You know
when I ask you guys if you've been listening, this is your chance to be like, yeah, I heard this song,
Okay,
have you heard this shit?
Tune I heard this week, Lil Sims, Introvert, is the intro to our upcoming album.
Jeez, I bang that as well, I can't lie. Lil Sims.
I've been listening to a bit of Geneva.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Geneva lays on buzz. Yeah. I've been listening to my own stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah, listen, I've been making music this week as well. Okay. And actually, I've got a big on my friend, Rico, Rizzy Rye. He's got, like, do you know what, it's actually every Friday. But my guy's just been banging it, bro. He's got Freestyle Fridays that come out.
Okay.
He's like part of the group Last Night in Paris. They just make like
oh, is it?
Wavy. Yeah. He's sick. He went to school with me, but bro, I've just been like, following him recently.
You see?
James Cocktail.
Oh yeah, no, he's doing his thing, man. So big up his thing. Rico Rizzy. You know what I mean? Big him up every time. That's what I've been listening to. Banging my people's stuff. Nothing like, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't listened to that mainstream music this week. Just been listening to like my people's and that freestyle and all that kind of shit. Well, what are you? What about you?
No, just been listening to a few bits here and there. You know, that little Sims drop that you played was sick as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, cold.
Really looking forward to her album. Yeah. She dropped one during lockdown as well. Was it Drop 6 or what's it called? She dropped a project during last lockdown.
No, but it was before.
No, it was during lockdown.
Is it?
2020, yeah. Okay, yeah, the drop. But yeah, so I respect Little Sims a lot, man. She just talks a lot of sense.
She's cold with it, so
yeah.
She doesn't have to do the whole female rapper doing out, showing off this, talking about that. No.
Yeah.
Content, learning something, and riding the beat like a beast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? She don't fuck about still.
And she doesn't talk about social issues for clout. She talks about them because she's genuinely
experiencing them, feeling them. Yeah. She knows people who are going through that kind of stuff. Like.
Yeah, sorry. Big up, Little Sims.
Real things and the play.
Obviously, I've got my top picks of the week. So, I guess my top pick of the week, R&B wise, is Bella.
Bella.
Have you heard her Colours?
No.
It's
called Evil Eye. Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah. Like you guys know, if you follow this show, you know I rant and rave about this girl all the time, yeah? But that just showed me that she's just...
Come to change it up, yeah.
Yeah.
On her thing. Yeah, do you know what I want to actually definitely going to bang it, definitely.
It was a beautiful performance. The vocals on it, like, the way she introduced the song, like, with her, like, soft vocals, it was nice. I love the way that she was styled as well, like, her outfit was banging.
We have to big up Colours every time, to be honest. They put on some... Big,
that was like
big
a proper release though. Like,
talented.
Yeah.
It's like they released it as a Colours, like not just a freestyle, like a
like
real...
a premiere, like yeah, sound, yeah. And exclusive.
Is, because got... yeah, because the song is an exclusive. It's exclusive to Colours. Like that's the first time it wasn't. Because you know some people go and perform a song that they've already released on Colours.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was just it was a fresh new song.
Hey, that's sick. Big up your thing, Bella. So Bella,
that's a smart move.
Yeah, 100%.
I got a friend that's like a big critic of music. It's hard to get him to say anything is good, yeah? This guy messes me and he sent me this Bella track. He's like, this is effing hard.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So trust me.
Man, it gives me goosebumps when I listen to it.
No,
it
you got the goosebumps. Gas for me. I don't want to.
No, you need to listen to it. Let me play a bit of it for you.
Yeah, give me a copy.
So it's always better with the visuals when it comes to Colours, yeah? But obviously...
Ooh,
bad voice. Hey, listen.
Why are you stopping it?
No, because that's what I'm saying. I could listen to that song.
No, literally.
But obviously, we've got a show to do with it, so.
So I'm there back in the drink.
I gotta cut it off. Yeah. But no, yeah, that is gonna become my morning anthem because I love what she's saying in it, yeah. It's almost like she's praying, like protect me from that evil eye, like
evil eye, yeah. Mom,
pray for me. Yeah, so that is a beautiful song, nicely done, beautifully executed. So big up Bella.
Big up.
Yeah, my international pick of the week. My international pick of the week is a singer from Canada called Ruth B.
Oh, another little Ruth.
Yeah, no, I liked it because her name is Ruth.
Yeah.
And my name is Ruth as well. So I said, okay, because her name's Ruth, she's going to be my international pick of the week. She just brought out a song called Situation. And yeah, and it's good. It's R&B.
I was saying R&B vibe. You know someone's 30 when they can hum and it
sounds good, like, yeah.
You already know.
It's like It's like folk mixed with R&B, mixed with, it's like folk soul. So, okay, so my R&B pick of the week, yeah, is Duchess. Ever.
Mutty. Yeah, doesn't
sorry.
Have
her
for sex, still.
Yeah, Duchess, yeah. And I remember Duchess because she jumped on stage at Next in Line back in the day, and she tore it apart. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whoa! Her vocals are insane.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that she can actually, like, sit on an R&B song. She can, you know, she can vibe as well.
That's sick, so, man. Now pick up Duchess.
Yeah. So this song is called Ever Ever. She's got a visualizer to it on YouTube as well, but...
She needs to bring out a video for this, like, visualize our video, because I can really feel the summer vibes.
I can just imagine her, like, walking down the street talking, like, you know.
Sun's out, everyone looking good, telling us to die,
yeah. Duchess with Ever Ever, yeah, rate it. Big up Duchess. I'm glad to see that she's really doing her thing, man, because, like... You know, to see someone that's really hungry for music and stuff, that's always the vibe that I've gotten from her, so pick her up. Also, a contender for R&B pick of the week was Sinead Hartnett with Hard For Me To Love You. She's bringing out her album, isn't it? Ready's Always Too Late.
And
she's,
When's that coming out, though?
I think it's coming out next month. Yeah. I think this is the last single that she... I think this, or maybe one more, she's dropping from the...
For the big release.
Yeah. And then I also had another girl called Hody. Yeah, she has a song called Vain that I'm definitely adding to my summer hot girl playlist, you know.
That's all a hot girl.
That song that you just remember that you are peng, you know.
One of them, big up yourself. I'm feeling
100.
Flexing on a bit.
100%. Alright, cool. So my rap pick of the week, is Jords. And Cardi R with Masego.
Hey, KDR.
Mm-hmm. How did the KDR?
With Masego.
Thank you, Distiller. This is the reaction that I was waiting for. I've been saying this. I said it to you guys about 3 times. And none of you have deep that I've just told you that Jordan Cardi are on a song with fucking Masego.
Yo, that's cold.
Do you know how crazy it is?
That is wavy.
Yeah, and apparently... So I got excited, didn't
I? I fucking love Masego.
Me too, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Apparently they met. I think I read a story somewhere that they met, like, when they were coming off stage. I can't remember what show, what festival. But they met when they were coming off stage. Masego was going on stage or something. And they were like, yo, man, that was hard. And then they just, come studio.
He said, yo, man, that was hard.
I don't know, mate. Okay, Masego said that then.
Man, that was banging, bro. Yeah.
Somebody complimented somebody.
Yeah, that's fucking
I could even just be adding stuff.
Yeah, them men have been doing bits for time as well, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, big 100%. Do you know what? It's called Enemies. Yeah, and for me, it has like a garage. It's called, isn't it?
Remember that? Baba Boom.
Yeah, Baba Boom.
It's good that he's done that. He's kept the whole UK thing.
Yeah,
definitely.
International collaboration.
Jeez.
Love you. Oh, it's called Time For My Enemies. It's just weird because it has like a UK garage kind of flow to it, like a Mike Skinner kind of to the beat. I don't know how to explain
Mike Skinner?
Yeah. Like, can you imagine the streets on this? With the keys,
It's wavy though, it's fucking cold.
Do you know what? I could play the whole song for you.
Big man tune.
So that is my rap pick of the week.
Big up them.
So my legend of the week to this week here is Rough Riders Anthem.
Jeez.
It's gone. It's now number one.
Yeah, bro.
Streaming song, you know, and all of that stuff.
In the top 10, 20 of the charts, 15 of the tracks were DMX tracks.
DMX, man.
Rest in
peace. We didn't get a chance to actually... We missed last week's episode, so we didn't actually get a chance to play homage to DMX, but like, RIP.
True legend.
We respect your legacy. Thank you for everything that you've done.
For the whole game. And just people as a whole. Just how he was just always himself. That's how you should roll. Be yourself regardless. 24/7.
And even thank you for even showing that you can change. Like, you don't have to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, you can believe in God. You can work hard. You can do all these things. No, you know what I'm saying? So,
rest in peace to Big Dog.
Yes, Big Dog. They're having his memorial this Saturday. So obviously when this comes out, it would have already been out, right? So the memorial's on Saturday. Apparently Swiss Beatz wants Kanye West there.
Yeah, they were like best friends, him and Swiss Beatz were mad close.
DMX, yeah, obviously Rough Riders and stuff, innit?
But it was even like, do you see the videos with his body being removed from the hospital? And how the fucking streets were filled with people banging out his music. That is what you call a legacy, bro. Mm. That is what you call a true legacy. Like,
honestly.
Rest in
Do you know what's
place,
so mad? It's just crazy that he died the same day as Prince Philip, yeah?
Who's that?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I even saw on Shanesboro one of these things that the Ghanaian community went to go and do.
I didn't get the memo. But next time, can we refrain?
That's why Ghana must go.
I ain't say that shit. Don't cancel me. I'm half Ghanaian.
You're not going nowhere. But guys, come on now.
Speak to your people, man. Why
please.
Yeah, what was that?
That was a. I even had to hang my head and say
Well, but we can't organise DMX memorial. But aunties are going outside to go and do Prince Philip. It's poor.
I'm gonna just sip my eye out of the blue.
Yeah. It's poor. But yeah, man, big up DMX. You have a legacy that will always live on and is truly inspirational to all of us, man. But yeah, cool. So let's get into the news and stuff, man.
Skiddlish, go. What you got for us?
When you drink these things, how do you put your lips on the bowl?
At the edge.
Yeah, but boy, I'm gonna go and do that on camera. I'm crazy. So obviously, it makes memes. I mean, that they did to Jill Scott. So do you want to see a party trick?
So, if I get me, but it's like if I don't get paid.
What made Jill Scott do that, though?
Yeah, but no, what do you mean? If you listen to Jules and Scott's music, she's a very sensual person. He loves me, he's special. He loves me.
She must be a top three. Imagine that.
Oh God, Jules Scott, yeah. No. Listen, I have a radio show, yeah. Yeah, check me out every Monday, 8 till 10 on TGM. Yeah, TGM. But last week, yeah, my album of the week was Jill Scott's Words and Sounds Volume 1. Yeah, when I tell you that album, because I had to listen to it again, but that
the
album,
whole thing, yeah, just to deep it. Like,
she's just a phenomenal woman, you know, Jill Scott. Like, the way she's just able to put feeding into music, it's just crazy, man. But anyway, yeah, cool. Let's get back to it. So, guys, this week I have switched up how we do the music room. I'm no longer just going to be reading out headlines and then discuss, because, you know, everyone's doing that and it's a bit dead, yeah? So, instead, what I'm going to do is make it into a quiz game. So, you guys got your buzzer ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it. Geneva's asleep. Okay, so you're bung.
Boing.
There are 5 rounds, yeah? In 5 rounds, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and whoever knows the answer first, I want you to, you know, what do you call it? Press your buzzer and end it. Oh, yeah, I need a scorecard. So each round is worth a certain amount of points. At the end, we will tally up your points and declare a winner. Oh, yeah, and I have prizes. Oh, I forgot.
Jeez, a guess of me.
Okay, what can I get these guys? Because obviously, can I buy people that have everything? Yeah. So I thought outside is open, so I can buy fun stuff that we can have fun outside with. Like,
okay.
So
what you get?
I bought an archery set.
I actually love archery. I'm actually quite good at it as well. So yeah,
take it to the park, play some.
Need children.
Hook it. You can put it in like a paddle, and then you can collect it. It's fun. These are just fun, guys.
There goes my nieces and
also have. The bubble machine.
Okay, I'm not gonna last lip. I'm getting that.
A bubble machine.
I'm getting that. Yeah. So.
What does that do?
It blows bubbles. And a frisbee.
Let's play.
It feels good to be 8 again.
Yeah, come on. Okay, I also have some notepads if you guys want some notepads. Okay, yeah, are these more mature for your...
Yeah, cool.
So these are prizes.
well, no colours, it's gender, is it? I don't want to say gender.
I just bought the cheapest thing in the show. I don't know.
I don't want to talk gender, but they look pretty girly.
Yeah, but there's one that's they do look quite feminine, don't they? It's true. So, well, okay, well, maybe I'll buy the next new prices next time. Anyway, fuck it. No, no making me feel bad.
Clear the game now.
Geneva, go ahead and win this one. I'm just going to win for the sport. Okay, go.
All right, cool. So, round one is Afrobeats. Yeah, this round is worth 8 points.
Okay. So, just practicing.
That's all. Because I don't want to hear no one call it. If you call out the answer and then somebody else buzzes and says the answer, you forfeited that point, yeah? So, visually,
hold on,
have a look, but I will read out them. So round one, Afrobeats, match the artist to the headline. So, for the purposes of Spotify, I'm going to read out who we have in the pictures, right? So, first up, we have Naira Marley, and then we have Burna Boy, Yolanda Brown, who is, well, I'll explain that later, Yolanda Brown, and Wizkid, yeah? Mm-hmm. And the headlines are... Should we do it one by one, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Naira Marley, Burna Boy, Yolanda Brown, and Wizkid. Headline number one. Somebody gives a stern warning to ladies sending twerking videos. Geneva.
Burna Boy?
Wrong.
The woman.
Yolanda Brown? Yeah. No, wrong. No, but you can't come.
He's again. Naira.
Yes. People have been sliding up in his DMs, yeah, sending him.
Too much. He's complaining it's too much.
Yeah, I think maybe because he's doing Ramadan or whatever.
Oh, but fair enough. Just like,
listen,
enough.
Respect yourself. Don't be sending it to me. Well, okay,
I
cool.
I pick up all my Muslims, my people following Islam right now.
It's like, listen, I'm not going to play into your temptation. Pick up him. Okay, headline number two. This person was dragged after being caught buying fake YouTube views. Somebody dragged after buying fake YouTube views.
The lady.
Whiskey?
Nope.
The lady.
Nope.
I was first.
No, this one is gonna shit because obviously you're gonna cancel.
I was first.
Okay, Geneva, go in. Obviously you're gonna get it.
Burna Boy.
Yes. So apparently.
I got it.
Oh shit. So I forgot.
Burna Boy. Give me that point.
You got the point.
Because I was supposed to answer and then he just said it. The whole it's reason true, of the it's buzzer. True,
it's true. No.
The buzzer.
No.
Alright, cool. So okay. So yeah, Burna Boy got caught trying to buy views for his song Monsters We Made.
You know the song. With Mama and Chris Martin.
Yeah. So apparently the views went up like 500,000 in like an hour, and then fans called him out on it.
That's so moist.
Yeah.
But a lot of artists do that.
Yeah,
do they?
Even labels do that for their artists.
But the whole reason of getting the stream is to get paid, so why pay for something that's going to pay?
You give the illusion that this is popping, then you get the streams. Holy shit. So the first 500,000 is probably paid for, then whatever happens on top is what the real cost.
That's serious. Also,
I think maybe people get like
Nicki Minaj has been called out for it. Oh,
is it?
That's
it. I think people get like, you get endorsements based on your statistics as well. So you'll probably get more endorsements or more sponsorship or more whatever if you've got 1 million views as opposed to 500,000 views. But yeah, naughty Burna Boy. Burna Boy's been on one though. He's been there. Do you know the thing about Burna Boy? He's gas, man.
Yeah, of course.
He's like I'm. Anyway, let me not get into that. Okay, cool. Headline number three. So who do we have left? Yolanda Brown and Wizkid. So Nigerian musician steals music and uploads it to Apple and Tidal. See, it's your fault because why is the thing there? Go on.
Yolanda.
Wrong.
Wizkid.
Yeah, some guy called Wizkid, yeah, took Wizkid's music, yeah, changed the title for Lagos Made, yeah, changed the title to Lasgidi Made, put it on Tidal and Apple Music and all this stuff. And I think he made, how much did he make? Like 500, like 300,000 pounds or something.
Wow.
No way.
That is a hustle.
Yeah, an upcoming Nigerian musician known as Wise Kid has sparked controversy after he uploaded the scammer managed to get over 9 million streams and sales, giving him an estimated of $78,000 per month.
$30 million
Yay! It's not clear at some point, but Wise Kid took an album released by Wizkid called Made in Lagos. Renamed it to Laskidi Made. Made a few tweaks, including changing the titles of the song as well as their order. Then uploaded it wholesale to the above mentioned platform. He did not record his versions to the song. He just changed the title. Fucking, you gotta love Nigerians, man.
He's in the piss.
Nigerians, man, they're very resourceful people. Like, they need to make money, though. Figure a way to do it.
That's a fucking madness, yeah. You know. Imagine they re-released the whole thing.
Didn't Spotify or any of the platforms recognize that it's already a copyrighted tune?
Yeah, it's true, actually. Because doesn't it have to go through, like, a certain algorithm?
Probably English people, like, they all sound the same. Do you know what I mean? Wise Kid, same difference.
Because all he did was, like, change the title.
Literally.
That's worrying, you know. How many other people out there doing that? Apparently someone tried to do it to Davido. Ade Chope called out somebody for trying to do it to Davido as well. But, like, even the fact that they're talking about it in the news, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are just going to get ideas. Because even me, I even got ideas. Like, that's the album. It's time for it to go on Spotify. All right, cool. So, the last one. Somebody, obviously.
Let me get my buzzer.
You lot forgot what you came here to do, didn't it?
No, I mean, my phone locked.
Somebody writes the first ever Afrobeat song for Sesame Street.
Your phone's slow.
Yolanda.
It's not. You need to practice.
Yolanda.
Yes. Okay, so Yolanda Brown, yeah? It's not.
She's the last one left.
Yeah, exactly. Yolanda Brown, she's not necessarily an Afrobeat artist. She's actually a broadcaster and saxophonist, like an award-winning saxophonist from the UK. But she has just written a song for Sesame Street.
That's wicked. Giant.
Yeah. So award-winning saxophonist and broadcaster Yolanda Brown had written the first ever Afrobeats album for Sesame Street's title Giant. A statement on the Sesame Street website had read, it's not that I can't read this, it's that the writing's really small. All children need to feel strong in their skin, which can be challenging in a racist society. Together. Yeah, go and read it if you can. But yeah, that's dope. So, yeah, straight in my eyes to read this small writing, like, oh, man. Oh, but yeah, okay, cool. So, at the end of that round. Wait, hold on. Yeah, that end of that round of Geneva has 3 points and Solomon has 1. Cool. So round 1 Afrobeats point B. Can you match these Afrobeat artists with their partner?
No.
I know you can't. Wait, have you seen it already? Mm-hmm. Wait, okay, hold on. For the purposes of Spotify,
okay, wait, one
I need
minute.
To just message. I need to like
I didn't see it.
Okay, so we have Burna Boy, Adekunle Gold, Banky W and Mr. Easy on the men's side. For women, we have Temi Odatola, who is like the daughters of one of the richest men in Nigeria. We have Adesia or Adesia Etomi, Steph London, and Simi.
Wait, so when I press the buzzer, can I tell you the ones I know?
Yeah, and you're paying for one point.
Yeah, but I didn't see it before you pressed it.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Oh, wait.
No! He really tried me.
No!
No, because we did it. So, I'm going to go with...
No!
All right, cool. Do you know what? Okay, I'm going to have to reintroduce the question then. You lot are going to have to wait for me to speak before you press the buzzer, okay? All right. Cool. So let's go again. Okay, can you match these celebrity couples, yeah? Two together. So first for the men we have Burna Boy, Adekunle Gold, Banky W and Mr. Easy. And for the women, we have Temi Odatola, Adesuya Etumi, Steph London, and Simi.
That was me, most definitely. Okay, so I'm gonna give him Burna Boy and Steph London.
Okay, yep, 1 point.
Adekunle Gold and Simi.
I'm surprised you got that one, you know.
I know. Okay, the rest of them I'm guessing now.
Wait, hold on, wait, do you know what? It's true, it's not fair, it's not fair.
What?
No, it's true, you have to.
Why is it not fair?
Alright, cool, okay, yeah.
What do you mean?
Go for it,
it's
true, go for it. Yeah,
why is it not fair? Okay, so, who's this guy with? It's Banky, looks a bit like Sean Paul. I'll say he's gone with Adesuya. Yeah,
yeah, correct.
Wow, and then that leaves Temi and Easy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
You got to be quick, John McGraw.
You got to be on the ball.
Yeah, you got to be quick, John McGraw.
Last time I lost.
She is now solidly on... What's
seven
under eight?
Points.
Seven, yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
And you're on one.
Seven, one.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Because last time I lost and I took it to
you've
my heart.
You've come back with vengeance, isn't it? Yeah, so you're right. So you've got Burna Boy and Steph London, Mr. Easy and Temi Odatola, who is, like I said, one of the is a heiress in Nigeria.
Wow.
Banky W and Adesuya Etumi, and then Adekunle Gold and Simi. I had this quiz because I thought it was really sweet that Adekunle Gold and Simi, they're married, didn't they? They have kids.
Well, they got like married like low key.
Yeah, but yeah, I loved them too, nice. Innit? And it was her birthday. She just celebrated her 33rd birthday. So, happy birthday, Simi.
Happy birthday.
And then he wrote a very beautiful message
to you.
So,
birthday,
yeah.
Happy birthday.
You. Happy birthday. Happy to you. It's also Luther, it was also Luther Vandross's birthday as well.
Oh,
so.
That's my G, bro.
Boom, 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 boom.
Rest in peace.
Oh, okay. Surprise quiz. Guess the song. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Better houses now.
Touch me at home.
Yeah, because I sang it anyway. That wasn't part
of it. I was
going
to say that, you know.
They don't
I
really get
thinking.
A point. I was just a bonus.
0.5.
Alright, cool. And final question in this Afro Beats round. Can you guess who is behind this face? So, an Afrobeat artist appeared in, was the face of Allure magazine, where she spoke about dark skin coming into
Yemi
the industry.
Yemi
Alua? I did her buzzer, so...
Yemi?
No.
Tiwa Savage?
Yep. See what she's doing? She's just guessing. She's putting herself out there. You just stay in your corner. You don't have to play the game. Well done, yes, Tiwa Savage, don't she look gorgeous?
Oh my god, yeah, that's a wavy suit.
Yeah, so the Queen of Afrobeats is the cover star of Allure magazine, the latest edition, where she was photographed by Nigerian photographer Lekin Ogunbanmi.
You made this one easy.
That's not true.
This is easy.
I know. You said you made it easy.
And you're still flopping
that's
it.
That's why Geneva's getting it all.
Well, but you're not getting it right, so what does that say about you?
It's just about the speed.
Make that fast thing will be a hole up on your hand.
That's what she said.
Last week.
Speed of the fingers. It's not about the speed of the finger.
Sorry. No. Anyway, when it was hard question.
No, do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Remember last time and he was... No. What's he doing now? What's he doing now? What's he doing now?
No, I'm saying that...
Man stopped in the middle of the show to tell you that the only reason I'm winning is because of what?
Shut up, mate!
If it's easy, then you should get it too. Do you know what I mean? If not...
It's not gonna lie. It's looking quite thick.
Exactly.
No, you know what it is, yeah?
It's easy, but man ain't got none.
And she's fast with her finger.
Feel free to download the buzzer app on your
phone. Feel free to download the buzzer app on your phone.
I'm actually going to get proper buzzers. I haven't ordered them. They just haven't come yet. So next week we'll have them.
All right, cool.
Round two, UK tings.
This
guy is a
They're all Tiwa Savage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got him googling people.
Yeah, that's why he has two phones there, isn't
it? Oh, we saw that right there.
This is the question. This is Google. I'm ready for you. All right, cool. All right, okay, so we're moving on to UK things.
Mm-hmm.
So this section is about certain things that have been going down in the UK scene. All right, okay, so which UK rapper has just created an OnlyFans account for their live streams? Yes.
I don't know.
All right, so...
Russ.
No, you have to press the buzzer when you know.
He did.
Okay, no. Go on.
AJ Tracy.
No.
Most stacked.
No.
Fredo.
No.
Little B?
No.
Giggs?
No.
H? No. Do you have a clue?
Oh, God.
Are they from London?
They are from London.
Getz?
No.
Kano?
No.
Okay, what part of London? What part of London?
East London.
Is he our school?
No.
D-double.
No.
Who from East London again?
Who would create OnlyFans and why?
Unknown T?
No.
Abracadabra.
I just gave you a clue.
And why?
Yeah.
Duffy.
There you go!
Wiley! Did he? Yes. No fucking way!
Yeah, that makes sense.
That is
jokes.
Reported on GRM's website. So Wiley continues to make the use of social media. Obviously, he's been banned from a lot of platforms. He's been using Triller.
Yeah, he's not on Triller no more, man.
Is he not?
No.
What, did he get banned?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know, maybe you just don't use it or post.
Yeah. So you can subscribe to his channel. It starts at £7 a month. And you'll be able to access special content. The bio reads, the only place on the internet for live streaming Wiley content, and then this Apple artist music. Oh, and it lists his music, his link to his music via Apple Music.
Right, someone's found a new branding.
There you go, yeah. 1 point for Solomon.
Yeah, well done.
I mean, case holes. Case holes, got a point there.
Yeah, that's a point. Oh, I might make that 2 points, though, because it's just a single
Don't be silly.
It's not fair, man.
No, what? Cool,
I'm joking, cool. I'm joking.
Carry on, round
All right, cool. Round two. This one is 8 points. All right, for 8 points. So this one is called Yes, No, Maybe, yeah? So I'm going to read out some names of festivals, and you have to tell me which ones are on, which ones are off, and which ones are unconfirmed.
Okay, cool.
Yeah? So I'm going to read them out, and I'm just going to read them out for Spotify as well, and I'll read them out for you guys, so it's just easier.
You're going to read all of them out first?
No, I'm going to read them out one by one, and then you look buzzing when you know, and we'll do it like that. So this round is worth 8 points. All right, cool. So first up, we've got All Points East. Solomon?
I'm sick of
it's
you.
Confirmed, it's happening.
Okay, yep. Okay, number two, BST Hyde Park.
Confirmed.
No.
It's not happening.
No.
Maybe confirmed.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I pressed the other. You said... You've got to say all the names, maybe.
Okay, so the answer is no. So that is a point that is nobody's. Okay. Yeah, it's been called off, unfortunately. Glastonbury.
Well, cancelled. That was me first.
It's canceled. A maybe. She said...
It's cancelled. It's next 2 months.
You're both wrong.
It's not on.
Do you know what? Okay, do you know what? I want to give you half a point. Do you know what? And do you know why? Because it has been cancelled, but it's moved online. They have a special concert at some farm, I can't remember, and people like Georgia Smith, I can't remember who else is going to be doing performances. So technically it's off, but it's still on. So
okay.
I'll give you half a point.
Cause,
why? Because you said maybe.
Yeah,
I said it's cancelled. No, it's not maybe.
And also, both of you can't get a point. One of you has to buzz. You can't shout in when she's giving her answer.
So then what am I supposed to do?
You wait your turn.
So I'm ready. So what? What's the point of me waiting for her to finish?
You have to wait for me to finish because I might get it wrong.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yes, that's exactly how... If you was on catchphrase, that's how it would happen. You have to wait your turn.
Oh, God, then.
God. Notting Hill Carnival.
Cancelled. That was me, bro. They're not going to argue because we can go back to the footage.
Well, you're wrong.
Really
it
want.
Hasn't been cancelled.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
You're also wrong.
It's maybe.
Not a point for any of you.
No point for nobody. No, you
no. So you can't say yes, no, and then... Okay, maybe. Should I?
No!
Because yeah, obviously the answer's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, but you allowed her to get obvious answers.
Yeah, like
in the
you
last
did
one.
Get Yolanda Brown.
Yeah, you did. Exactly.
What do you mean? She was the last one left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but bro, she was the last one left out of options she gave us. What are you talking about?
MJ, you need to restructure this.
What the fuck? Yeah, oh, okay, okay. Nah, okay. We see this. We see this.
Well, I'll read the next one.
All right, cool. So if something has been moved online, it counts as on, yeah?
Okay, cool,
yeah,
cool.
So just put that out there. So cool. Boom
so
time.
They probably all... They just cancelled it.
Yeah, Geneva buzzed in. Just, I think she just edged in there.
I did. Cause I know. But I was talking to my friend about it.
All right, cool. The Great Escape.
It's confirmed.
Yeah, okay. So it's moved online.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be take place, but it's now a virtual event. Mm-hmm. Love Box.
It's confirmed.
No, it's not confirmed.
It's maybe considering.
It is considering. And finally, Park Life.
That's going on, I think.
Park Life is going on.
Yeah.
At the end of that round, Geneva has 2.5 points. And Solomon, I think you got 3 points that round. So Geneva is in the lead by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 5.5 points. Don't worry, there's still time.
There's still time.
Still time. All right, cool. And then finally for UK things, yeah? Which one of these artists is the highest streaming UK artist of 2020? For the purposes of Spotify and all that stuff. We've got Harry Styles, Stormzy, and Ed Sheeran. I'll give you guys 3 points, yeah, if you can tell me the order in which. But you get 1 point. You get 1 point if you tell me who is the highest. And then if you can tell me, if you can put an order, I'll give you bonus points. So.
The highest is probably Ed Sheeran. Then Harry Styles. Then Stormzy.
No, you got Ed Sheeran, right?
Then, okay, cool.
So it is... Ed Sheeran, Stormzy, Harry Styles.
So is obviously. That not obvious then?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I just give you 1 point because that's.
No.
Just...
Two.
If you're no, if yeah. you want to go no, by
you
your
have
logic,
to, you have to get the no. point. And...
Yeah, but we didn't go at the
no,
beginning.
Okay. No.
That logic's cancelled.
Alright. Okay, cool. Logic's so... cancelled. Everybody, you heard it here first.
Steve... Yeah, because we didn't start off like that.
Steve Nicks, Kano, and Lily Allen signed an open letter urging the government to change the music streaming law. So over 150 artists, including Steve Nicks, Kano, and Lily Allen.
Steve Nicks from Fleetwood Mac.
Yep.
Mad.
I don't know who Steve Nicks is. Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, the lady, yeah.
Yeah. Kano and Lily Allen have signed an open letter address to the UK Prime Minister, urging the government to take action with changing the music streaming legislation. The open letter shared on Twitter by hashtag Broken Record Company founder Tom Gray calls on Boris Johnson. Support the value of music back where it belongs in the hands of the music makers. So obviously, it's about time that the government actually starts taking it seriously. You know, do you know what? And I was watching. Was it what podcast? Was it Joe Budden podcast?
No,
they're talking about making a union for musicians, a musicians union.
That actually would work. Was. People get so finessed in the music industry.
Honestly.
And they got no one to go
who
to.
Who can I turn to, yeah.
That's some real shit. That's needed. Regulation, though, isn't it? Don't let people just get fucked over and just because they're creative.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
You chose their life. Like,
yeah,
why?
Do you know what I mean? It's something for them to write about.
Yeah, no. Cause
do you know what I mean?
But no one can say that creators don't put in as much work, as much hard work, as much time.
Of course.
You know, even... educating yourself, you know.
No, my whole thing is, yeah, people can chat shit, but deep the fact that if you are a person who works a 9-to-5 or academic or a student or, do you know what I'm saying, you rely on creatives. When you're on the way home, you're listening to an Audible or you're reading a book or you're watching a film or you're listening to music or when you go home, you unwind or when you've got time off, you book a concert. Do you know what I'm saying? You go to a festival. Mm-hmm. You rely on creatives to keep saying.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, people can chat shit, oh, we love art. And you're just the artsy fartsy. Shut the fuck up, because where would you be without me?
Yeah.
When you're in this mood and you need that song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When you need to go to gym or when you have a bad day at the
different
office.
Every mood, any mood. Do you know what I'm saying?
And that's another thing, you know. You're absolutely right. Shit. You know, and I've never actually looked at that. But, like, music plays such a pivotal point in our lives, yeah.
Mm.
So, but we don't even. Like, literally, we're having a bad day. Oh, I need to play fucking, and there's a song that maybe
I need it.
You're heartbroken. You can cry your eyes out to certain R&B songs. You know what I'm saying?
Then there's songs that you're feeling yourself. Mm-hmm. You're feeling yourself.
Can change your whole mood, man.
Exactly.
It's true. So I think it's about time. And especially during the whole pandemic, where artists really took a knock to their pockets. Yeah,
literally, because live performances are such a pivotal way of actually making your money. You know what I mean? It's like, to not have that, it's like, bruh, I'm broke.
Yeah, it's about time. The same way he's investing in all these other industries, it's about time that Boris Johnson actually stops and thinks, okay, cool, what can I do for music? What can I do for artists? What can I do for media? What can I do for all these things? It's about time.
Yeah, definitely, man.
But cool, so round three, guys. How are you guys feeling?
I'm good.
Do you need some liquor?
I've been back in it. I can't lie. My cherry bee's got to the back of my thing. And now I'm just enjoying the rest
of it. Do you want something
to drink? Some, from our sponsor.
A little bit. Listen. Yeah, it's from Lidl. I don't care. It's effective. It does its thing.
Do you know what I mean?
There's no other shop around here. You just have to, be going to
That's not the only excuse, because it's cheap and it's good.
I don't know these girls. I just did film.
You can take it to your side of the room.
Let me get a splash.
Come on. No, I've got some.
I need to slow down your reactions.
She's fast, innit?
Yeah. I need to slow down her reactions.
You must drink like bloody Trojans, fam. I slow down.
There's years of experience.
I'm about that. I prefer a Zege wig. Happy 420 for all the people that,
420 is partaking
such beautiful practices.
420 is our next round. Feminams. Thank you. Alright, cool. So, 420 in the building.
Hold on, let me get my buzzer on. One sec. We back.
So this week was 420. Mm-hmm. But do you know what? For me, I feel like I never really thought about it that much until this year. But 420 really is a protest kind of thing.
Yeah, it's literally.
It's not, because before I used to think it's like, why am I going to go to a park and get high? But it's not just like, it's not just about going to the park and getting high. It's literally,
legalize it. We're sitting in the grass, smoking grass, bro.
So when you say there's something about the feds, it's almost like, feds are supposed to see it. You're supposed to walk through us and you're supposed to see all the people that have been locked up because of weed, all the people that have done, do you know what I'm saying? Like 420 is actually, it should actually be like a global event.
It does. Big thing. More global, more westernized culture, but it literally is a question.
So think about it. The people that die from marijuana, people who are jailed for it, yeah? I bet there are now industries, especially in this day where a lot more countries are legalising it and thinking about legalising it, yeah? Yeah, I feel like 420 should be more of like a protest. Like, listen, you're saying it's illegal, yeah? But, you know, you're saying it's legal now, yeah? But this many people are still in prison because of it.
Release them, change. What I'm saying?
You can have dispensaries, you can do this. Our politicians or whatever can have shares in like weed companies or dispensaries and whatever, yeah? But people are still going to prison over weed, over something that's insignificant, something that's not killing people.
Yeah, literally, could never.
Yeah. So,
but anyways, that's another topic.
But yeah, so we got 420. Definitely want to celebrate that more. Going to have a quiz now.
Oh, be buzzer.
I'm first.
You don't even know the question.
Well, I'm first.
Yes, no,
you
maybe.
Can't be first because I haven't seen. Like, what are you talking about?
All right, cool. So, which one of these statements about Snoop Dogg is it? Is another yes, no, or maybe question? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one is so yes, no, maybe. So which one of these statements about Snoop Dogg is true? So I'm going to read up one by one and you guys buzz, tell me what you think. So Snoop Dogg employs a full-time blunt roller who earns $50,000 a year.
Is that true or false?
True. False.
No, you have to wait till she reads all three of them.
Oh, is that what you said? Sorry, my bad.
I was going to do it one by one. Oh, so you didn't know I was doing one by one?
Okay, good.
Wait, what? Yeah, I buzzed for the first one,
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. True.
That is true. Snoop Dogg does employ somebody.
Who rolls blunt?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking to apply for that role.
Follow this blueprint. Cause
yeah, literally, he's got one as well. Yeah, that's something that I can't lie. Imagine getting paid. Yeah. 50K a year. I will do that.
Apparently, apparently, he's more than just a blunt roller. Like, he knows the time to give you the blunt. Like, So it's like if he will look at your face and see, yeah, okay, you have an emotion on your face, you need a blunt. You don't even need to ask him for a blunt. Just like, he'll just turn up like at the right time.
You turn around and he's like, you're like, damn.
Yeah, how do you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Snoop Dogg just living a good life.
That's fucking 30. That's the mood.
No, I hate Rolling J's now for some reason. I hate it.
It's all long, yeah, isn't it? And imagine it's a nice, like, beautiful one. Yeah.
But Americans are all nice, man. Americans roll like, they're like, they roll,
yeah, they're like, just, they don't care.
They're just like,
yeah, yeah, those big blunts and shit.
You and people are like, yeah, pull it back, tuck it, roll and lick. That's how we roll.
That sounded quite naughty. Would you like? Would you guys apply for the job?
Yeah, that's me. That's me all day. Imagine getting to chill with Snoop all day as well.
Yeah, and he said he gets everything. Like when he goes on holiday, he comes to.
He's,
yeah, so yeah, he gets. You get paid. That. You get paid $50k a year.
I'm there.
$50k a year, plus all the perks.
Everything included.
Everything he gets.
All inclusive, baby. So I'm there.
But the one thing I would want to know is, when do you get a holiday? Because surely he wasn't seen every day.
Yeah, but you're patting your thing. Snoop Dogg, he's a good guy.
It's true, like every single minute. Yeah, you must have, you must have to work hours. Yeah, it's not 24 hours a day.
Maybe he has two of them.
Maybe. No, but do you know what he does? No, he probably gets him to pre-roll some. Oh, special, yeah, occasions.
Okay,
he's like, oh, what, you going?
20, yeah, literally, yeah.
Per day. You know?
I can't believe this. You know what? When everyone says you can't keep smoking weed into your old age, I say, but Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, so I'm man. Yeah. Young, you know what I mean? Man, that's true. Good.
All right, cool. So question number two. Snoop Dogg suggests he wants Puff Puff Pass with Barack Obama. Souls. So we have a no and a maybe.
No.
The answer.
Maybe.
Thank you. The answer is maybe.
Why is it maybe?
Okay, so basically, Snoop Dogg dropped a surprise album for 420.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dropped an album.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he dropped an album. What's it called on? I mean, let me go check my notes for the name of the album. That's shit.
It's because Geneva saw it.
No. It's different times.
I know, Snoop. Yeah. Oh.
So Snoop Dogg suggested he wants Puff Puff Pass with Barack Obama. So Snoop.
Who wouldn't though? Let's be real. Would you not want to smoke with Barack Obama, bro?
No, but he did. But we don't know.
No, but I'm saying, in terms of the way you think.
Yeah.
Surely we think the same way Snoop Dogg does, and anyone would want to smoke with Barack Obama.
I don't want to smoke with Barack Obama. Why I don't not?
Okay, he seems cool as fuck. That is another conversation for another day.
Yeah, it's a lot of deep policies and all that bullshit. Do you know what I mean? It's a demon, but yeah.
But yeah, Snoop Dogg unleashed his 18th, goddamn. Sorry, I need to stop saying the N-word, sorry. So Snoop Dogg unleashed his 18th studio album, From the Streets to the Suites, on Tuesday, 420. The International Weed Smokers Holiday. The 10-song project is packed with plenty of cannabis references and fires the DOOG, suggesting he smoked with the former President Barack Obama. On a song called The Gang Signs featuring Mozzie, Snoop Dogg casually rattles off his tongue, still sipping gin and juice while I'm smoking marijuana. I bet you never blew with Obama. Crib walking with my homegirl Martha. I'm passing joints to Madonna. And you know, but the thing is, look, he is homegirls with Martha Stewart.
He really is. He
knows Madonna. So it's very plausible that
he could. And it's legal in Washington.
Is it?
He smoked. Barack Obama could smoke.
He did say he smoked in the White House.
What?
Okay, that's probably
bullshit. No, Snoop Dogg did.
Someone took cocaine in the White House.
He licked Obama and they burned it up in the White House.
I mean, he didn't smoke with Obama. He just said he smoked in the toilet in the White House. But who knows who was in the toilet?
With him. I was there, so I was so high that I can't remember who I saw.
All right, cool. And finally, Snoop Dogg features on Jay-Z's Monogram series, High Towers 420 special.
No, you have to wait till she finishes speaking.
But I know it's true.
That's also false.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he isn't.
No, yeah, he didn't. It's false.
Wait, what? No, fuck that. You can't.
She
said it was false, and then you buzzed in and said it was false. You think you're getting that point?
I said.
What?
No, it don't matter.
Yes, it does, bro.
It don't matter.
No, hold on. If it was on a TV show,
I just don't want it to be.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. If you play the game, right, and the quiz master says the answer to the answer, and then you buzz and then say the answer. Is that going to count? Tell me in the comments, because no, I'm telling y'all with some bullshit.
You know what it is? I was supposed to say it.
I don't give a fuck what you were supposed to say.
Listen, do you know what the problem here is?
Mistakes is a mistake. He ain't getting the point.
No, you know what the problem is? MJ at the beginning should have structured the thing to say that.
We're not doing that.
No, it was great.
You only get one choice one and shot. Then we move. Yeah. Let me explain.
Oh, okay, one chance.
Because even
answer,
Geneva
yeah,
has won many points.
I haven't won many, I've won two.
No, but you understand what I'm saying? Through process of elimination, through process... process of elimination, Geneva has got most of her points.
That's not true.
No, she had a whooping second round.
I did.
She answered all of the questions. Correct.
Okay, that was the only one. She got the head start. That was the easiest.
Oh, wow. What a shot.
Yeah? No, really? Do you really listen to Afrobeats?
No, that's why I was mad. Because I was thinking K-Soul was going to bang it.
But now I know that she's half African.
Moving on. 420. All right, cool. Can you name the song and the artist? Yeah. These are all 420 related songs. Yeah, actually, the first one is not really bad. It had a weed reference, and I find it cool. So, cool. So, you tell me who the...
These are all point for the rapper and the song name.
Yeah, so you get two points.
I'm just clarifying.
Yeah? Okay, so first up, yeah? You've got this weed head chick. She always catches me doing shit.
Jay-Z.
Crazy girl, wanna leave
girls,
me.
Girls.
Correct. Alright, cool. But for the purpose, can we take Spotify people into consideration?
If you're gonna cheat, be slick with it.
What? Wait, how did I cheat? I didn't say anything.
You didn't
cheat. How did I cheat?
No, I'm not saying.
Do you want to see my phone? Look, what, you think I did?
No,
research?
Go for it. Next one.
She's trying it. She don't like it. That's
she's
why.
Setting up the press.
What are you talking about?
Alright, cool. So for the purposes of Spotify, that was got this weed head chick. She always catches me doing shit. Crazy girl wanna leave me, but she always forgets.
Okay.
Alright, cool. So hey.
Wait,
no, it's true. Her phone.
No, I don't care! No. My phone, do you know how many times I wasn't ready?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Wait, can I say the song first, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Before you told me that we don't have to wait till you finish, so that's why I'm buzzing, because this is how she was winning before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hey. Smoke weed every day. What song?
Wait, no, because he said he buzzed before, so why are you letting him answer? Why are you giving him more of the lyrics so he can change his answer?
No, I'm
sick of this shit. You will see his bias. If anyone's watching this, they're going to see what the fuck is going on here. But go on.
Wait. I'm reading out. Okay, let me say. You guys don't buzz in until I've finished reading out the entire lyrics.
Only
because, yeah, Spotify people may be listening and you guys are killing the game for them.
Yeah, you read it after for them. Watch the videos, bro.
It's true. All right, cool. So go on. All right, who go on? Buzz. Somebody buzz.
Nate Dogg.
I feel like if he's just...
With Snoop.
The next episode, Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
So then, what we doing?
I get those points.
No, she gets 1 point. You get 1 point, man. Because she told me the title and the name
of the song. So yeah. I get two. He gets one. That's how it works.
No,
because he said the name.
Yeah.
When? He said Nate Dogg.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he said Snoop Dogg.
What?
You also forgot Corrupt.
Yeah,
Corrupt. Sorry. Cool.
I still get two.
No.
I got two right though.
I didn't have to give you that point, you know.
Yes, you did.
I didn't even left it as one.
Why? Why? How?
Because
you're biased. You're biased. Facts.
No. All right. Let me make
facts.
It clear. Yeah, because y'all get me fucked up. Yeah? Let me make it clear. The rules of the game. Now,
y'all gonna
I'm going
to
read
and
a song title out. Yeah, you get 1 point. Yeah.
Yes.
For the song, and 1 point. For the artist.
Yeah, so yeah. I just answered
so
both.
If you buzz in and you can only tell me the artist, you have to say, okay, I only know the artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if somebody else has to buzz in and say the song.
Okay, cool.
I gave you 1 point. He told me the artist, first, but he didn't tell me the name of the song. Now, you told me the name of the song.
And
but
then
he already
said
got
the artist after I said it.
Don't be cut your eye. I'll cancel all your points, you know. Children. All right, cool. So we're ready, number three.
Wait. My friend looks bare for us.
You got to get Tosh.
No, sorry.
I don't need Dom Perignon. I don't need...
Snoop Dogg, nigga, I'm high all the time. I smoke that good shit. I'm high all the time. I be on some good shit.
Sorry, say again.
Sorry, 50 Cent. Yeah. High all the time, 50 Cent.
He's cheating. No, he's right. No, because he definitely said Snoop Dogg, so I was like, oh. All right, cool. Forget the telly.
We'll just go
to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
Biggie. Smoke L's while you do me. I don't know if I know the song though. I can't remember.
Okay, so the question is going back out.
Big Papa.
There you go.
Yeah. I let you get this because you're clearly, you searched them. Like, I
searched them.
All right, cool. It's fine.
You're going to look like I did grow up on hip hop.
Do you know what? And do you know what? It's also unfair, yeah? You're looking at the lyrics. Don't look at the lyrics. You have to listen to me. Because she's listening to me. Woo! Only weed in my swisher. In my swisher.
No smalls.
And you get that
smoke.
One.
Smoke.
Yes, smoking. And then we get high.
Crazy blue.
If you get it by just that, it's mad. Because so many people have sampled that.
Who is that again?
All night and day. If you don't like it, stay out of my way. I'm in the sky.
I'm in the sky.
I'm gonna
pass that one.
It's a UK artist.
Look at that. Oh, Black Gripper.
Yes.
We get high.
Yeah, I don't know the song.
Yeah, that is the song.
But as you started saying that,
she didn't say the title. I just said the title of the song.
Yes,
yeah, I didn't get it. Yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. Yeah. Well done. You killed. You brought it back. Well done. You really fought for that round, so yeah, you really did. Can't lie to you, he said no. Yeah, I know rap, I know
everyone's gonna see that I let Mama get it, but it's cool. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's true, I can't disgrace myself getting rap.
Alright, cool. So finally my 420 round. Method Man and Red Man just came out and they did a Versus yesterday. Didn't get a chance to watch it. Yeah, didn't get a chance to watch it, but they did it for 420. Legendary duo.
That's gonna be lit, bro.
Yeah, I know. I might actually go back home today.
Excuse me.
You know, roll with Jay and actually watch it and vibes out because I love those two, man.
I definitely want to watch that one. Vibe.
But cool. What year did Method Man and Red Man release their debut, their first album as a duo called Blackout? So
1996.
No. You just can keep buzzing in until you get around.
98?
No.
94?
No.
2001?
No.
92?
No.
2003?
No. You're both going the fucking wrong ways.
2000.
Wait, both of us?
Yeah,
go. How's that work?
No.
Wait, how's that work?
No.
1998.
2005.
Can you stop and think logically, yeah?
2007.
No.
1998.
Higher.
2004.
2005.
Lower.
1999.
Yes. Okay, can you tell me when they released the follow-up album, Blackout Number 2, for
2003.
No.
2004?
No.
2002.
No.
2000.
2000.
2001. 2006.
2010.
2007.
2020.
No.
2011. 2008.
No.
2009.
Yeah.
See? This, you see how it's
mad?
Process of elimination.
That is fucking funny.
That is ridiculous. That I need to structure it better because you're not going to have one guest per Yeah, cool. And in between that, they released their film, How High, isn't it? And
yeah, that's a banging film.
They released
film.
The soundtrack.
Name a song on the soundtrack. I'm Shine, do you host?
That's what you're wrong. You're wrong. But them two, they only released three albums together. In 1999 was the Blackout original, and then 2009. Obviously, they both had their music career before that. They were both doing their thing, but they both got signed, I think, in the late 90s. And then, yeah, so, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that Versus battle. Cool, so that was 420 done. Guys, legalise it.
Even if it's for the medicinal side, because I'm going to smoke my zoot regardless, let's not lie. I'll give it to the people, them who are sick and need it.
All right, cool. We're going to get into a bit of mess. Yes, real. Just two questions, messy questions, yeah?
Drown?
I was going to base it around, like, some other stuff, but I thought maybe not. So, for example, like, Jay Huss and Loz having a baby.
Oh, yeah. That's good news. That's not mess. Is it?
No, it's only messy because they pretended that they're not together, but that's their baby daddy. But it was jokes. And then what else was messy? Usher with his strip club money.
What?
Usher's throwing fake strip club money.
Fake?
Well, it's like, I think it's like, it's got his face on it. It's not, yeah. But cool, but I read this article and I thought, you know what, let me throw it back a bit. Let me make this a messy question. So cool. Guess the real reason why the Fugees broke up. Souls.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
the same. You didn't have to guess the real answer straight away.
I was literally going to say the same thing, though.
Yeah, but...
But who's it? Wycliffe Jean!
Yeah. You can't ask the question and answer it at the same time. Yes. So, okay, you're right. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that question was worth 5 points.
Oh, fuck off, bro. Fuck off. No, fuck that. I'm actually not having that. I'm actually not having that.
Is that the, that's okay.
I am not having that.
Yeah, do you know what? Because I should have said it at the beginning.
Rules. You're in charge.
Look, you can see I didn't just make it up. It's written there,
exactly.
Isn't
it? I don't give a shit.
Made the rules, Geneva. You don't like it.
I'm just gonna make it. I'm gonna make it 2 points.
See how biased it was, bro.
I'm gonna make it 2 points.
Fuck this.
What's the point?
I'm gonna make it 2 points. This cheat is not fair.
No.
Alright, cool.
Okay, what's the scoreboard?
So you know that I'm gonna read you in a second. So cool. The real reason the Fugees broke up. So in 2012, Jean Wycliffe Jean would set the record straight from his point of view. You're wiping it to make sure your buzzers.
My screen looks fucked.
Okay, cool. From his point of view, do you know what is so messed up? And this is just a sign as to how toxic men can be. Let me read to you, yeah, what he said, yeah. Said, Jean said it was his affair with Lauryn Hill that ended everything between them. The two had been dating from the start of the group and continues years later during Jean's marriage to designer Marie Claudinette. When Hill became pregnant, she told Wycliffe it was his son. However, it turned out to be the father. The father was Rohan, Bob Marley's son. And then fucking this Wycliffe Jean went on to say, in that moment, something died between us. I was married and Lauryn and I were having an affair, but she led me to believe that the baby was mine and I couldn't forgive that. She could no longer be my muse. Our love spell was broken. So your love spell wasn't broken when you married another woman. Is he mad?
So wait, he got married.
They were married, but they still seen each other.
Wait, was he dating?
He was married, but still doing Lauryn Hill.
And my girl.
Did him and Lauryn Hill have a thing before?
From before.
Since the beginning of the Fugees.
But then she got with Rohan, and then he got with, what's her name? DeJay or something? What's her name?
No, so he got married. Yeah. But they were still having an affair. And then obviously she probably thought, oh man, I need to live my life. So she met this Rohan guy, got pregnant, and he was like, what?
But they were in a mad abusive relationship with Rohan.
What? Who?
Rohan Marley.
Yeah.
He put her through some madness, and then she went mad.
Yeah.
And then she was bare strict with the kids. It's bare madness.
But it's just a shame, man, because the Fugees was the power. It was a monumental thing. But it was just a bit of mess that came across my timeline today. I just thought it was interesting to hear his reaction to that. Yeah, cool. So round number four. What a mess. So this one is worth 5 points, yeah? I've told you now, this one's worth 5 points. So Kanye West allegedly wants to date a what?
Oh,
after
fuck.
Divorce
oh.
from Kim Kardashian.
My thing was on.
Ah,
hold on. Let me open it.
Okay, I didn't even read the thing, but yeah, you're right. Oh shit, Geneva.
I'm just gonna let you not do your thing. No, this is clearly just fucked.
I'm not.
No, give him the point.
Yeah, so allegedly, Kanye West wants to date an artist after his divorce from Kim. He wants, you know, someone that understands his creative process and all that stuff.
Azealia Banks is...
What?
Yeah, Azealia Banks is offering his services.
I only know that because I saw that on the blogs, to be honest.
You're violating me. What? Watch, when you watch this back, you're going to fucking...
Wait.
So give me 5 points.
What is it cheating, though? Tell me.
Did I say I was cheating? You're violating me. Nothing won't even open.
Yeah, but then you have you need to make sure you keep your screen open.
You do.
I did.
Tiba, this is what I was going for at the beginning. You know when you was buzzing and then I couldn't because I wasn't ready. I didn't have it.
Y'all need to pan
now,
up.
That's why. Why do you think I've got it like this now? Listen, I ain't playing with you. It's right there now.
Right, cool. Final round, Joe. Round 5: movies and film. So, Netflix buys Kanye West's documentary for an undisclosed amount. But guess how many years the documentary has been in the works? Go on.
For like 20 years and then throughout his whole career.
I need a precise number because the article's precise.
14.
No.
16.
No, he was closer.
18?
No, go on. Yeah, go on.
19 years.
No.
17?
No.
18?
No.
21?
Correct. Geneva got it. 21 points. 21, yeah.
You're fucked up.
I'm going to give 3 points for this round.
What? No, you can't just make up how many...
I can. So this next question is...
What? No, even I've got it. Bro, you can't be doing that. What is happening?
The next question is worth 3 points as well. Movies and films is worth 3 points.
Why did you get 5.1 before then?
Because the round before was worth 5 points each.
Did it say 5 on that one?
Yes.
Let me see. I just want to see.
5?
What's that one?
5 points there. Cool. Yeah.
Next time, could you be more forthcoming as well? No. And then finish the answer like you said was one of the actual things that we needed to do.
All right, cool. Yeah, so American rapper Kanye West has sold his documentary of over 21 years to Netflix. I think I spoke about this ages ago, guys, actually.
A couple weeks ago.
So he sold the yet untitled documentary that has been in the making for over 2 decades to Netflix for an unknown amount. The documentary entails an in-depth coverage of Kanye's life. The documentary covers the death of his mother, Donda, in 2017, his unsuccessful US presidential 2017.
His mom died in 2017.
What?
She didn't die. She died way before that.
Yeah, maybe that is supposed to say 2007, sorry. And his unsuccessful US presidential ambition in 2020. Oh, Clarence Simmons and Chike Oza shot the documentary. And although Keeping Up the Kardashians will feature details of his divorce from the Kardashians, it's unknown if the divorce will be part of the documentary. I hope it's not, though. Leave those trashians where they belong. Cool. And number 5. Again, for final question for another 3 points.
Oh, shit. Yeah? Okay, yes. Open. Got it.
Movies and films. Which one of these films, was not produced by 50 Cent? So, first up, you have Get Rich or Die Tryin'. You've got Set Up. And then you have Frozen Ground. So, yes.
There's more than one.
No, one of them was not produced.
Only one of them.
You think you should maybe have that like that?
Frozen Ground.
Do I see it?
Wrong. Yeah, sorry. You think I'm trying to sabotage you, innit? You're wrong. Yep.
Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
Yes. So, although the film starred 50 Cent and it was placed around his story, it was not produced by him.
Who's this?
However, the Frozen Ground, it has Nicolas Cage or something in it. It was produced by him.
Wow. That's
and also the setup.
Swindle there.
Yeah. He's been in his producer bag a lot, though, he's producing another film. You know, The Den? The Den of Thieves, I think. Yeah, and he's got a new one coming out next year. But 50 Cent...
Mama, in it?
Yeah. He was in Den of Thieves, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, so Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is to star in an executive produce heist thriller Free Agents for Lionsgate.
You know, to be literally a producer, you're basically just the money man.
100%.
You just give the money out, yeah. Basically.
I think the film is about I don't know if it's a film or series yet, but it's basically about like some sports guys who decide to steal from like clubs and stuff. So it's like they steal from like professional, so like the Premier League or the UEFA League shit. And all that stuff. Yeah. So they steal from like clubs and leagues. I think the concept is actually dope. Yeah. I don't know if it's based on the true story, but he's going to produce it and he's going to star in it. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. But cool, that is all the news and whatnot that I have for today. Let me tally up the scores. So at the end of the game, Geneva has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 and a half points. Okay, Souls has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Oh my gosh, so Geneva wins by half a point. Oh! No.
I don't believe it.
Geneva wins by half a point. Anyway. She wins by half a point. But yeah, good game, guys. Good round.
You know what? I like to thank my mom for always believing in me.
You get to go home with all this good
stuff. What was the last time's point? How much did I win her by?
Do you know what, bro? You come out, well, you came last... the fuck back.
Yeah, you did. You really... Because she was beating you by, like, severely.
In the first, like, what's that? Is it by rounds?
Yeah, but yeah. Your rap knowledge really brought you back. Really brought you back into the game. So, well done. You're a fire. Ain't nobody gonna hold you down. That's gonna be
yeah,
a free song.
Yeah, like, big on the screen, yeah? Me, idiot, winner.
Do you wanna say something? Do you wanna say something?
Yeah,
to
shout out. Hold the free screen.
Hold your prizes. Like
he's a crab in the bucket. Yeah, he's a crab in the bucket, okay? I fucking won. And I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. Like, I literally would shout out all my people that literally believed in me and they actually just didn't lose faith, didn't lose hope. Like, we fucking did it, guys. We fucking did it, guys.
And you know what? You know what else we did? Women, in honor of your top, can we also say, yeah?
Yes, we can.
Justice has been served.
Let's get serious again.
Justice has been served.
Fuck the fucking police. Justice. Rest in peace, George Floyd.
Because they shot down a 16-year-old.
Rest in peace, Malika Bryant as well.
Listen,
rest in peace.
I don't
everyone
care what...
has been touched by the fucking dirty pigs, the filthy dirty sins.
I don't know why the response is to kill someone, to shoot, to kill, to whatever. You know, if you have a police force here that doesn't know how to de-escalate situations without deadly force, then they need to be retrained.
Retrained, reformed, thrown in the bin, and a whole new set.
Yeah.
A whole new set, because it's not even a joke no more, bro. You think our lives are literally nothing.
That's it.
Fuck all of you, bro. But big up all the people who are fighting. Big up all the allies. Big up all the people who are actually seeing that it is what it actually is. Mm-hmm. And they're fucking now starting to back us. Do you know what I'm saying? See why we've been screaming and what we've been screaming and why we've been screaming it.
Yeah.
But black lives fucking matter, bro.
Yeah,
and we're not going to stop screaming that shit till you don't see it as well. Yes, all lives matter. But until ours don't, then no one stars, bro.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Anyways, tune in next week. We'll be here with a fucking music room. And we've got more stuff coming as well.
More stuff coming.
Jeez.
Have a good one, guys. Follow us on all socials. Check out Geneva's shows coming very soon. Check out K-Souls' Agbaya. Do you want to plug it?
You plugged it.
Agbaya show.
Follow them on their socials and all that stuff. Maybe we can put the logo here.
Yeah, big up Dreams as well.
Big up Dreams Cocktail. Wait. You lot kept us lit during this whole entire thing.
I feel a little bit tipsy now, I'm not gonna lie. Fucking hell. Beautiful stuff.
Yep. Catch me on TGM Radio every Monday.
Hey, what's it? 8 to 10? 8 to 11? Fucking lock in, because it's gonna be lit. Neo soul, R&B, all the flavours.
That's true.
Up and coming artists. Big artists, everybody and anybody, you know? Good God.
Get home safely, guys.